Dual backup iPad yet? Buy a second one so that when one's charging, you can still have some peace and quiet. Anyone resorted to just throwing snacks at them? Just lob snacks. Three more weeks? Have you got my slides? I didn't think we should be dressing up as fruit. I did actually Google fancy dress shops and fruit, and I thought that was possibly a step too far. I'd just like to manage expectations. This is not really a preach. It's more, I was very conscious that the children are in, so I wanted to make something that was a little bit interactive. So it's much more of a pause for thought and a little bit of a challenge. My initial thought started with uniforms. Do you love a nice uniform? They're brilliant. They help us recognise people who can help us. I had referenced in my notes my husband's usual questionable shirts as his uniform of choice, but today, inexplicably, he's wearing a shirt and tie. So that's a dead joke, isn't it? But we do use uniforms as a shortcut to identifying the people with the right knowledge and the right skills to help us in a time of crisis, or just because we can't find the beans in Sainsbury's because we're an online shopper and we shouldn't really be allowed in a supermarket anymore. And this started me thinking about, we've got skills and knowledge as Christians that can help people. We can introduce people to Jesus, we can pray for people, we can bring peace, and we can bring reconciliation sometimes. But how would people ever know that we're the right people at the right time? So I did ask for people to come in uniforms. I can see some people. So if you want to come and show me your uniform, there's sweets involved. That might... Great. So, do you want to tell me what your uniform is, Billy?
It's about my All Stars.
All Stars? I know you're a star anyway, but what does All Stars do?
It does cricket.
Cricket. Excellent. And we've got another cricketer here. So who do you play for?
Whittington.
Very good. Very good. And I quite like the idea of cricket because it has tea breaks and lunch breaks. I think. Oh, Sarah's now telling me there's a bar. This is getting better.
I know Zoe does it at night.
What was that, sorry?
He also does it at night.
At night. Dark cricket. Great. So what have we got here?
Football kit.
And which team is it?
Tottenham.
Is that your team?
No.
Is it your dad's team?
No.
It's just a random team.
The
team that you like. Well, that's great. Excellent. So we've got football kits, so we know we've got a Spurs fan here. And here we've got an expert in knots and setting fire to things and all manner of stuff. Do you want to tell us about your uniform?
It's Guides.
And what do you do at Guides?
We go on trips and we do campfires and stuff like that.
Excellent. Do love Guides. We've got a very smart uniform here. Do you want to tell me what this is?
So this is Felicity's school uniform and this is my school uniform.
And this is a new school for you, isn't it?
Yes, and same for her as well.
Two new school uniforms. Oh. And how is Felicity old enough to go to school? That's just... Oh, bless. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
A bit nervous?
Not really.
Very good. Transition's done well. So what have we got here?
I have the privilege of working for Royal Mail.
So if we can't find a parcel, you're the woman for us.
That's it. Just let me know.
Excellent. High vis, lots of that about. Do you want to tell me what's going on, Stephen?
I came to support Dawn and also to wear my... This is my office uniform as well as my flowery shirt. And I nominate Graham, who's got his Lunch Club uniform.
Come on, Graham. So what are you this morning?
Oh, I'm a chef this morning. This is my lunch club kit when I'm cooking.
Excellent. Give. And we've got a bowls club there. And we've got a very fancy jacket, Nick. Nick, is that a uniform? I wish it was. It's just a very dapper jacket. Okay. Children may be more interested, but there are Haribo, because life is always better with props. So do help yourself. Thank you. Graham, you are allowed Haribo. Fully inclusive church. No age discrimination here. So, a couple of quick quiz questions. Any children want to help me? Got two options. If you broke your leg, which of these people would you want to help you? The ambulance, very good. My clicker's not. Next one, if you needed an extension building, which one would you want? The doctor, yeah, you might, probably cheaper. No, we'd obviously have our women in construction. And if you wanted to go on holiday, who would you pick? The pilot, absolutely. Although the fireman might be an interesting choice. So we've seen that uniforms are very helpful in identifying who can help us in a specific situation and bring their knowledge and their skills to whatever we're trying to deal with. Now we're going to try and do the same thing, but with no uniforms. So who wants to have a go? Any volunteers? Oh, I've got a couple there. Right, I'll get to you. So, who in the room, have a look around you. So, do you want to have a go first? Want to go first? Have a look around you and see, who would you pick if you needed a shelf putting up? Yeah. Who would you pick? Dad. Dad, could you put a shelf up? Excellent. Good choice. Do help yourself to some sweets, because that'll help, definitely. Next one. Who wants to have a go at this one? Billy, do you want to pick somebody? If I wanted to speak Spanish, who in this room do you think could help me? Do you know anybody who's really good at Spanish? Think your mum can help you? Who could help you? Jeff. Yes? Excellent. Good choice. Doing quite well here. If we wanted to bake an amazing chocolate cake, do you want to have a go? Who do you think could help you bake a chocolate cake? Lots of votes for Ruth here. Excellent. Lots of votes for Ruth. Ruth? Confirmed baker. Hands up if you are Mary Berry's younger and more beautiful sibling. Any other bakers in here? Oh, good. Excellent. How about who could help us if you wanted to play Amazing Grace? You know, the bands, absolutely. So anybody in the worship band could help us. If we wanted to understand the offside rule in football, who might be able to help us with that? Okay, no, that's a no for Steve. Any... You and Charlie, excellent. Brilliant. And I think this is the final one. Who could help us do really, really hard maths? Yeah, Jeff, yeah. Just for clarification, if you can explain the offside rule and solve that equation, my interest is purely academic and very much limited to this preach. Although I am open to offers of DIY and cake. So as we've seen, it's a lot easier to identify someone's knowledge and skills if they helpfully have a uniform to show us, or a badge perhaps. We don't wander around Asda randomly asking people wearing green if they know where the beans are. We do wait for them to look at the... We do wait to check they've got the logo on. So how are we as Christians meant to be known and identified to others? There are a couple of Bible verses that help us, but we're just going to look at one of those now. You will recognize them by their fruits. I could hear some people saying that as I was waiting for the slide to load. Another one from Matthew 12. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. So what is the fruit that we're meant to be recognized by? Oh. Forward too far. I can already hear people rattling them off. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And many of you were probably already reciting that in your head as I was going through the list. So there's no Christian uniform. There are some symbols, and you see people wearing crosses, the sort of little fish things, although I note when I drive behind someone who's got a fish on the back of their car, they're generally not that great at driving, so they probably should think about it. But these are the things by which we are to be known, which means that we have to try harder than just putting on a uniform, just sticking an Asda top on or a cricket kit or a football kit. We have to try a little bit harder to be recognised as a Christian, for people to identify us. So as I said, this was a very short preach. So just as we finish up, as I draw this to a close, I just want to throw out a couple of challenges, really. Just thinking about this week, and it resonates with what Mark shared about we're great on a Sunday. What are we like on Tuesday? What are we like on Friday morning when we haven't had any sleep and we're under-caffeinated? What are we like then? This week, have a think about, could you show love to someone that the world doesn't find lovely? Perhaps you've got a tricky colleague or someone who doesn't have very many friends. You could be a friend to them at holiday club, or you could be patient with someone who's at work. This week, could you show joy in creation or in God's provision? Could you evidence that? Thinking about peace, can you bring peace where there's friction and anger? Could you dig deep and show patience when someone keeps you waiting or possibly asks you for the 50th time if you're nearly there yet? Could you show kindness and share your possessions or your time? Could you share a word of encouragement or a compliment, perhaps? Could you be goodness in a world that's sometimes quite harsh and share a meal with someone or run an errand? Could you put on the uniform of faithfulness this week and stand by somebody who is exhausting everyone else? Could you show gentleness and offer a hug or a prayer for someone who's going through a really hard time? Can you show self-control and share the things you're playing with at holiday club? Or breathe deep and think and pause for a moment before you answer a criticism with anger? and show self-control. I'd encourage you all, just as the worship band are going to come up and close with a song or two, just have a think about your week coming up and think about this as your uniform. And just resolve now to try putting on one of these in the week ahead. Showing love, demonstrating joy, bringing peace, being patient, being kind, being good to someone, being faithful, gentle, and perhaps exercising a little bit of self-control. I'll hand back to the band now.